The morning paper brings news that Oregon Senator Gordon Smith is threatening to outlaw all legal challenges to logging Southern Oregon's Biscuit Fire Complex. Smith says he's prepared to push the ban as an amendment to a must-pass appropriations bill if a court-supervised mediation over Biscuit Fire timber sales fails to produce an agreement by the end of this week. Smith's ultimatum aims to pressure forest conservationists, who are now in talks with industry, the Bush administration, and Governor Kulongoski's office after having won a judicial stop order on 6 sales. By giving a club to logging advocates inside the closed-door talks, Smith is telling the conservationists, "You'd better be acquiescent in there, or I'll drop the boom on you in Congress." It's a brass-knuckled attempt to mug the mediation, a process that attempts to produce a meaningful settlement among disputants through the objective intervention of a neutral party, in this case, a judge. But huff and puff as he may, the senator may not find it easy to make good on his threat, if it comes to that. A Senate filibuster would seem assured. It takes 60 votes, 60% of the Senate, to break a filibuster. That's a tall order if national conservation groups make it a scored vote in senatorial environmental ratings. Ron Wyden, Oregon's senior senator, categorically opposes appropriations riders like Smith's. And lacking Wyden's support, it's hard to imagine how Smith can beat a filibuster. Ironically, Smith's ultimatum comes when conservation groups are showing extraordinary goodwill. Given the devious and ham-handed way the logging proposal was devised, conservationists could have tried to shut down all biscuit logging. But the judicial stop order they won affects only 6 sales, and only in old-growth preserves and roadless areas. The sales represent only 12.6% of the total timber the Forest Service hopes to log, but they cover the most biologically important areas within the boundaries of the fire. Senator Smith rewards this restraint by seeking to ban court challenges to all 370 million board feet of the Forest Service's biscuit logging plan. Despite his charade, I think the senator is playing with fire. This is Les O'Coyne.